Okay, let's see if we finally figured this out. I am so sorry, everybody. Oh, hello, Mish. Thank you. Trying to get this logged in. Okay, bye. All right, everybody. Very sorry about that. Zoom sometimes doesn't want to work with you. So, I'm Coach Lisa. I'm glad we found each other now. And that you were all so patient and waited for me. That says a lot. I really appreciate it. So, as you can see, I'm Coach Lisa. Let me know in the chat that you can all hear me, you can all see me. Make sure that you're setting your chat settings. Oh, fabulous. Some thumbs up. Make sure you're setting your chat settings to everyone, because then everyone can see your that you're there. We will give it a couple of minutes. I don't know if anybody went on Facebook and was oh, hello, Mary Catherine from Sugarland, Texas. People were looking for me on Facebook there because I just went in there, well, not like 10 minutes ago, and said we're going to be starting in 5 minutes. And then guess what? Life said nope. So I'm just going to post there. All right, so now we're all here. Does anybody want coaching? That's my first question. Anybody ready to do some coaching? I would love you to raise your hand or to come on and ask some questions or let me know why do you come to this call? That's what I'd like to know. What is everybody looking for when they show up to this body image and sex call? Because these calls can go a lot of ways, right? There was an email, but it's not on the calendar that has all the meetings. I'm glad you mentioned that. One of the things that I want everybody to make sure you've done is logged into the new website. It changed a couple weeks ago, so you're gonna just same address, nobswoman.com, and I want you to log in there. And you need to register for our calendar on that website. It's brand new, so if you had it linked before, where your calendar took in all of our appointments. You'll need to reset this. So, you're going to do that by going onto the website and looking at the training calendar and signing up for it. So some people are saying in the chat that it was on their calendar, others are saying it wasn't. That's why you got to go on there and check it out. So, I do have someone with their hand raised. We're going to call them up. I do have some things to show you all. But I really like the coaching, and it's really great to be able to talk to you all and make sure that we're talking about what you want to talk about. And it's not just me sitting up here talking to myself. If you have any questions, make sure you put them in the Q&A. I'll be keeping an eye on that as well. That's at the bottom of your screen. And I'll make sure to answer those questions too. You can ask anonymously there. And the other thing too, if you're really uncomfortable, but you'd like to get up here and do some coaching, you can always have your camera off. I really prefer when you don't because it's easier to talk to somebody when you can see them. But if that's what it takes, I don't want that to be something that holds anyone back. So, someone in the chat says, I'm here to learn more, especially as I age and my body and that of my spouse doesn't function the way it used to. Okay, do you want to pop that in the Q&A so that I make sure I don't lose it? And we will talk about that in a moment. I'm going to call up our first panelist. And anybody else who would like, again, to come on up and chat with me or do some coaching, please raise your hand. Hello, Maureen.
Hello, how are you?
Doing
Sorry
well.
about the sun coming in. It looks very ethereal.
Like an angel almost.
Yeah, hardly. I'm so glad that you're having these classes. I just saw the email. I thought, oh my God, I'm going to get on and get coached. So, I have such lousy thoughts about my body and when it, well, about my body in general, my thighs. Someone in the Facebook group like a year ago put the term like thigh-gyna, and I laughed so hard. When I look in the mirror, I think of that, and I was like, she was so right. So I have made some progress from like, my thighs are disgusting, to now I look in the mirror and I'm like, maybe it's not as bad as I thought. And that
Okay.
feels a lot better, but it's certainly still not positive. And and in the context of dating, I'd really like to start dating, but I just
Okay.
have such a crappy internal dialogue about, my appearance, and nobody's going to find me attractive. So of course, when I have that, I don't do anything to try to date because that's my internal dialogue. So I just thought I would get on and see like what wisdom you have, because I, in the new year, I would really like to find a boyfriend and
Great.
who likes sex and wants to have sex and likes me
Fabulous.
guys, and but I'm not going to get there if I don't leave my house.
I love how clear you are on all of this. Now, I'm just going to repeat it all because it sounds very clear to me. You were very clear about, okay, when I think this way, this is what happens. I hold back. When I think all these crappy things, I hold back. When I think all those negative things, I mean, have your thighs and your body changed that much since you're the way you
No,
talk? No. So
not substantially. No, truthfully, no. So I really
that's
have
cool
been
to
working.
know. Like, right? That's cool to know. You changed how you felt by what you're saying to yourself. Now you're more at a much more neutral place.
Yeah, and I've worked hard on it too, because they were very debilitating thoughts, like really. So in general, through no BS and like I'm LCS certified, I've really worked very, very hard on being kinder to myself and realizing that kindness helps propel me forward, and just it makes it easier to make the choices that support the way I want to live. So that's really helped versus like beating the shit out of myself, for sure. But there's still that little voice in the back of my head, because I feel very hypocritical, because I'm working so hard on just healthfully living and eating. Like, I don't want to date somebody who's overweight. I don't want to date like a foodie where all we do is go out. And I don't know. It sounds crazy to me in my head when I think all of these thoughts, it genuinely does.
It's interesting, though, right? On one hand, what we say to ourselves, and then how we live, and what, like, the people we meet, like, you may say this stuff to yourself. I'd just be curious if it actually shows up in person. Like, when you meet somebody, are you doing that part yet, even meeting people?
Not really. Like, am I intentionally trying? No,
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not. And I've also realized like I can't go out with the intention of like, oh, I've got to look to like find a nice guy. Like, I know for me the right thing is like go out there, do the things I enjoy, I'm comfortable, I'm showing up as myself, and then I'll probably meet someone. Even if I don't meet a guy, maybe just some like cool chicks to have new friends. So like I really have changed my tune about that as well,
Okay.
to take like the pressure off, because the pressure was like, you don't look good enough, no one will love you. And that felt shitty. And like, then I'm like, open up, potato chips.
So it's interesting to see that result, right? So I loved what you said at the very beginning. Maybe it's not as bad as I thought, is where you've gotten to with your body. I wonder what that would look like to apply that other places. Maybe it's not as bad as you think. What does that look like to you?
What definitely feels more neutral, I mean, I figure like somebody in their mid-50s, he'd probably be happy to be getting laid.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thought. Like, oh my God, I found like a woman who's fun to be with, and I like
Yeah.
her, and she wants to have sex. That's great.
Yes.
And it definitely just feels more supportive. Like, yeah, we're your middle age. Shit's not where it used to be. It, like everybody's body, a man and a woman, your body's just different.
Yeah.
It's just different, and that's
Yeah.
okay. That's okay.
Yeah. How does that feel?
It feels like a little bit of a relief, and it feels true, honestly. It's just
Yeah,
that
that's
tape
what
is
we need
so
to like.
loud.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's the
it's
thing
hard.
with all shitty thoughts. They're there. It's just what we do with them. So I love that you kind of give yourself a bit of space to say, okay, I'm hearing this. Now what? And the now what is, well, we can answer it. We can bring out some different truth. I mean, that may feel true as well. Doesn't mean it's the only truth. So kind of looking at it, well, what else is also true? It's also true. It may not be as bad as I thought. And then what? Right? Like, what does that bring about? Really to see how to evolve it. So the other part I was curious about is you said I've been working really hard on this. What does that look like when you say that?
So I journal. I'm a crazy journaler, finally. For everyone resisting, just freaking do it. It's like amazing. That's really helped me just process emotions, see what I'm
Yeah.
thinking. This past summer, I bought a bunch of sundresses because I really don't like to show my legs. And I thought, okay, well, can do from the knee down because the fat didn't start to like the knee up. So just trying to like drop more into my feminine energy and just like embrace that. And that has felt really nice. And just kind of like not fighting it, but like, this is what it is, and let me go out and try to look cute because I feel cute. And then I know that's the energy that you bring. So little things like that, just they're not so little to me, sound little to someone, but just showing that part of the leg is like, oh, all right,
And what, yeah, and but I love the idea that you're journaling, so you're seeing what you're thinking and then working on, by the sounds of it, neutralizing it more, sort of saying what else is true, what else is going on, what could my next step be? That, like, we talk about 1% level ups and no BS, right? So this is kind of that. What's my level up to? How do I be, presenting myself more feminine if that's what I want? I love that. So what's holding you back? Why are we waiting till the new year? What's that about?
I don't know.
I mean, you can. I'm just curious.
I lost my mom in March,
Okay.
and I was her full-time caregiver for 3 years. So the last 7 months when she was sick, just like really kicked my ass, like really kicked my ass. It was hard. So I feel like my light is not as bright, like my energy is a little turned down, and I'm much more tender, so I
You're
would have
giving
no tolerance to meet an asshole.
yeah
Like, is here, you know?
I love that. That's beautiful. I'm very sorry about your mom, but yeah, that's why I asked though too, because sometimes people do it because they think, well, I'm not good enough, or I'm not like the insane place like that. But this sounds like it's coming from such a loving place for yourself. Sometimes that can be helpful to take stuff off the table and say, no, for now, I don't need that. I can carry on. And
Yeah, I think that is how I feel. Like, it's the old me would have been like, oh, does he like me? Does he like me? Or now I'm like, no, it's do I like him? Like, all of that is like so huge. Like, all like I'm diving in, not just the food, like the holistic mindset, all of it, because the old me would have been like, well, if somebody likes me, that's good enough. I'll like him back, when it's not a want match at all. So I do think that that's like a lot more helpful to me. Like, just, is he someone I want to be with? Not just like, oh, thank God there's some stupid ass man out there that likes me, which is truly how I felt, before.
It sounds like in a lot of ways you're really working on putting yourself first and prioritizing this time for you and lining that up with what that's going to look like when you start dating.
Yeah, because I really just don't want that added pressure that I've been putting on myself all along, and it was such a shitty story and just didn't feel great, and it's funny because, like, I'm heavier, but I always chuckle when like Corinne like talks about her legs. I'm like, cut off my left fucking arm to have her legs. You know?
All
So it's like,
perspective, right?
totally.
It's
Like,
all perspective. There's probably a lot of people that would give their left arm to have your face and your hair, you know, like it's amazing. It's all just our perspective from where we're sitting. This is the way we think about it.
So, by the way, I love that picture in the back of your. I always meant to,
Thank
every
you.
time I see you, I'm like, I love that picture. So yeah, so I just thought I would get on and see if you had any kind of just perspective, because I think most women, regardless of our size, just really give the beat down. Meanwhile, some guy with a big gut's like, yo, I look fantastic. You know, like they don't do the shit that we do.
No, and I think one of the biggest things is making sure you remember that's about them and this is about you. So whatever, however you're showing up is going to be about you. And that's why this work you're doing with yourself, the space you're giving yourself is so important. And however they act is about them. It's going to be very telling for you to know, is that someone I want to be with? And that's why I say I also try to encourage people to not necessarily think, well, I don't want to be with somebody of a certain size because we don't know. We don't know
Well,
what their journey they are or whether they actually healthy.
yes, exactly. That's why I feel so hypocritical, because if someone met me now, they wouldn't believe how like important it is, and how much I value it, and how I eat, and so I'm like, oh God, you're just really, making it harder on yourself.
Maybe not though. You're like maybe you're making it easy on yourself because you can see, you know what you want. You know what things are going to be important to you because you know you.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I've been shortchanging that.
Yeah, I always like
Maybe
to
I've
look
been
at things from the
shortchanging
other
that.
side too. Yeah, it's like, well, what if that's not true? What if I'm actually, it's a gift because I know more about what I want, who I want, what's okay, what I'm going to tolerate. And then I'm going to see through what other people knowing that how they act is about them. That's it's just going to tell you a lot.
Just gonna stay the course.
Yeah.
Keep working on all the things. Keep journaling. Keep
Yes.
listening to calls, and just 1% a little bit kinder every day.
And keep working on just getting to know you. I love that you're giving yourself this time and space to do that. Get to know what you like not, especially when you start to talk about sex and intimacy and stuff like that. It's also a great time to really make sure you know what you want in that sense as well.
I'm good there, which is why I'm so glad you guys even approached this topic, because I just think women are hesitant to talk about it. And like, I'm super pro sex, good, like it's an important part of your human expression. And I
Yeah.
just don't think, so I think it's great they've added this, and that you've filled this slot. It's terrific. Thank you.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. And I'm so glad you raised your hand because that's what's sometimes missing from this. I think a lot of people come to these calls and they're just so curious and they just want to listen. But then it makes it look like people aren't interested in the calls. I'm like, I know people are really interested in the calls because I know they all, that's what everybody comes here and says. So
Well, I never was coached before, so this is my first time being coached too. So I was like, oh, what the
Good.
hell? Let's jump in and ask, see what happens.
Yes, I love it. Well, keep doing what you're doing. And yeah, just keep looking for that alternative sign, right? And keep and do the level up. So kind of like what you said. And if you're thinking you're ready for a little bit more positive, add a little bit more positive. See how it feels, but do what you did, which is sink into, does it feel true to me? If not, pull back a little bit. And if it does, keep going. Make
Okay,
sense?
I will. Thank
Awesome. All right. It was great to
you.
meet you.
You
Thank you so
too.
much.
Thanks.
Okay. There we go. There we go. Okay. So, yes, thank you so much for Maureen to come up here. Does anybody else want to raise their hand to be coached today or to talk to me or hang out and chat? I'm going to answer the question from the Q&A. Thank you for posting it there, which was just how to learn more about our body when perhaps our spouse, their bodies don't function the way they used to. Truth is, probably none of our bodies function as well as they used to or in certain ways, especially as we age, like different medications can cause different things to work, to not work. So it definitely is something to approach with curiosity, with experimentation, kind of the same way we talk about approaching like even doable hunger. Like we want to get curious, we want to figure it out, and we want to try to work through having conversations with our partners about things that can sometimes feel uncomfortable. And usually that's the way I like to bring it up. I think one of the biggest mistakes a lot of us make is by assuming things. And I know for me in my relationship, that was definitely a big one. I assumed and kind of sat in the background and waited. But my husband was like more than open to talk about things and talk about what his real concerns were. And so really the whole communication key thing can be key. A lot of it depends on, like, if you're talking about learning more about our body, I'm not sure if you're actually talking about sex and things like that. If nobody else is going to raise their hand right now to be coached, I don't have any other questions. I did prepare, and you'll all laugh because my daughter walked in my office and said, "Wow, what the hell are you doing tonight?" Because my desk is now covered in sex toys. And because I did bring a whole bunch of toys to show you all different styles and different types so that you could get an idea of like, there's so much that you can experiment with. And it's one of the things that really, especially as I've aged and as our relationship has changed, they've really become a big part of my sex life. So I will show you what I have. Has anybody never had a sex toy in their life? I guess that would be my first question. Any emojis? Nobody's never ever had one. Okay, we do have a few people who've never had one. Okay, not a problem. One of the things to think about is, first of all, you don't have to. There's no reason you have to. They can just add to it. You can do a lot of things with your hands, but you can also do a lot of things with the different toys. So if you have never had one, though, I would always suggest something smaller, something just to try it out, something that just vibrates. And we do have somebody with their hand up. So I'm going to show you like one of these. Okay, when I tried to turn this on before, I couldn't get it back off. Okay. So one of these, it's just a small, they call them like bullet vibrators. It's just a small one. It has a little button and it's just small. But these things can be really powerful, just so you know. Yeah, somebody just got theirs a few months, the first one a few months ago, and it's been great. These are really nice because you can use them anywhere. Hey, like they're even kind of nice for a sore neck. But you can use them on your vulva, you can use them right on your clitoris, anything like that. They're fun to just play with and just to see. And sometimes they're good just to warm you up a little, that kind of thing. Like, okay, it's not going to turn off again. There, I figured out I could just unscrew it. But this is really one that's kind of like a starter thing. It's just more to add to like massage function and the, it almost like increases the blood flow to the area too. So, you know, it can be warm. One of the things I would highly recommend, though, is that you make sure that you have a lubricant handy, because you certainly don't want dry on dry and any kind of chafing or anything like that. That would kind of not be great. So that was one of them. Another kind is a mini one like this. Now, this is called what is it called? The mini magic wand. I never know if they're chartered or not. One of the things to con What was the name? The name of the bullet, like a bullet one. These come in like all different Goodness, I've seen these at like gas stations and convenience stores. I don't even know where I got this one. But they come, they're even smaller. Sometimes my daughter, yeah, Amazon has just about everything. My daughter has one that looks like it's a lipstick. I'm like, really? Do people actually carry these around in their purse and have to disguise it as a lipstick? But that is certainly one of the function, they're one of the things to keep in mind. Where are you going with this thing? And what are you doing with it? So again, as I say, somebody who's just starting out, something like this is nice. Something like this is also nice. The other thing to keep in mind is textures, right? So this one has like a metallic texture. This one's really soft and kind of like a rubbery texture. Some people like that. Some people like more natural textures, that kind of thing. The toys that I'm going to show you tonight are all toys that are like vibrators, they're massagers. I only have one, or actually, I guess I have two that I brought that are that actually go internally into the vagina. The rest of them are all different forms of massage, typically clitoral stimulation. I do have a picture. I don't know if I've ever showed you the picture of the actual clitoris, or if you ever saw that puppet, the clitoris puppet that we've had on before. But remember or know that your clitoris is actually like a big, huge thing. So it starts with this, the nub, the like the clitoral glands. That's the like little pea-sized thing that we are all quite familiar with as like the part that you touch that. That one's got like 8,000 nerve endings right at the end of that. So you're gonna know if you've found that spot. But your clitoris actually runs all the way down, kind of like a glove, runs underneath both sides of your vulva, under the lips of the vulva. And if you open your lips on the inside there, it also, that's all your clitoris is all in there. They call them vestibular bulbs. So it's way bigger than we think. And it really can be interesting and helpful using something like a vibrator that can touch all those parts, and you'll notice how sensitive it really is. Now, if you're curious about that, like I said, it's the clitoral glands, which is the little pea-sized shape nub, is got like 8,000 nerve endings or something like that. The whole head of a penis is only 4,000. So in this tiny little thing, we have twice as many nerve endings. So it's a very, very sensitive. So that's where you do want to, in a way, be careful as well with how much you use a vibrator in that spot. Take it slow and then work your way up. But those are definitely two of the little handheld size. I'm just going to keep going through this, and then I'm going to call you up, Roseanne. I see your hand raised still, but I'm just going to finish going through these. So as we talk about that piece, there are other toys that address that as well. This is one I think I've shown you guys on the call before, because the box was sitting on my desk. So this one is called the Satisfier Pro 2. And it is one of those ones that has like the sucking motion. It's like air pulses. And I actually, okay, nobody laugh at me. I have three different ones like this. So I have another one that's like this, same idea. It gives this pulsing feeling in this hole. So again, what you're trying to do is find, you can put it anywhere, but find that nub where your clitoral gland is, that little P-shaped thing, and put it on that. It feels amazing. The newest one that I just got, that if somebody is doing some shopping, I actually have a code that I can put in, is from the actual Womanizer that I think Corinne talked about at one call. This is the Womanizer. It's the Eco or something like that. Premium Eco. Premium Eco. And this one again is the type that has the air pulse, like clitoral stimulator. What I kind of like, and one of the things I want you to pay attention to, is how things fit in your hand. If we have any kind of mobility issues, something like this, it's kind of small. It can kind of be difficult to use. Something like this, well, it's straight. So you're going to try out, and that's why I have so many. You're going to end up trying out. different styles because they hold differently. The one thing that I never knew existed until I got this womanizer, is first of all, they give you two different sized heads. So as we know, every body is so different. And I found it very interesting to be able to try two different sized heads. So that was very interesting, I found. Secondary to that is this one turns off. It only turns on. It may not be charged. Yeah, it only turns on when it's actually touching your skin. So kind of cool, because if you're in, your plans or whatever, you set the toy down, it's done. It turns right off. The rest of these are going to go on vibrating and can be annoying sometimes. So I found that very cool. They have a name for it, so I want to be able to actually tell you what the name is. They call it smart silence. So what that means is it only turns on the air pressure in this opening if it's connected to your skin. So that was a very interesting one too. Their packaging is also very discreet. Like, it comes in just this box like this. It was very nice. And it has a charger. That's the other thing to keep in mind with different toys, is what type of charging it has, whether it, like, often they have it connects to like a USB. Sometimes they're connected to they have batteries. You got to know what you're dealing with. So, all right. I am going to call up. Oh, Ruth Ann looks like she put her hand down. I'm going to call up Kelsey and we will do some coaching and some chatting. And then I have a couple more to show you if we have time and if you guys want. Okay. So, Kelsey, come on up.
Hi. Good.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So, what did you want coaching on tonight, or what do you want to talk about?
Well, I've been and asked coaches, and they suggested I come on this call. So thank you for pulling me up.
Oh, you're welcome.
So basically, my husband has not been as interested in intimacy
Okay.
as I am,
Okay.
and we're going on like a good like 2 or 3 years of like very minimal
Okay.
physical intimacy, like maybe once a month, but it's not usually like it doesn't usually go very well. And I've really been struggling with like feeling like it's something like to do with me, like maybe it's he's not like interested in me, and of course he says that's not the issue, he's just not like as interested in sex as he used to be. And so like I'm working
Do you think
on,
he's lying?
huh,
Think he's lying?
I don't, I guess I just like don't get it is the biggest thing, like yeah,
That's different, right? Like
yeah.
that's definitely different than, oh, I think he's lying to me.
Yeah. I
Then,
think he's
okay,
being
so we're
honest.
just.
Yeah, I just like I guess my brain is like trying to make sense of it, and so like as I make sense of that, I'm like coming to accept that like if I want to remain in the relationship, then I need to like get used to having a lot less intimacy, like physical intimacy than I would like. And so maybe like if you had suggestions on how to like accept that or maybe work with that.
Well, that's still something you can keep thinking through for yourself, is who usually instigates, like what makes it only he's only interested once a month. Does he
Yeah.
want anything at like nothing? Does he instigate? Do you instigate?
No, it's always, I'm always the one who initiates, and I
Yeah.
would say like 3 or 4, Like if I initiate 4 times in a month, then one time he would accept that offer.
Okay. Have you discussed it? Like, 'cause you said he's told you he's just not as into it. Have the discussions been helpful aside from that? It's just he saying you he's not interested. Too bad, so sad.
Yeah, I mean, it just like varies. Sometimes he's like, well, I just need more connection, like outside of intimacy. But like, even if we're well connected, and like, say he initiates it, like it still might not end well. So,
Want to explain what that means?
like, for example, last time we were like hooking up. And he was able to finish, but like I didn't. And usually, like, if something like that happens, he will help me.
Okay.
But this time he was like, kind of like, I'm gonna go take a shower. You can take care of yourself. And I was like, no, I don't want, like, I want to like keep enjoying this with you. And he left and he was like basically saying that he was feeling like self-conscious because I don't know why. So yeah, it's just like I
What
would
would
say.
it be like to ask him a follow-up, like maybe not in that moment, maybe like now, and say, that last time when you said you were feeling self-conscious and didn't want to finish with me, what was that about? Would that be a conversation you'd be open to having?
Yeah, we've had that conversation.
So what was he feeling uncomfortable about?
I had asked it. I was like, would you try some dirty talking? 'Cause like it's very quiet in here. And he was just like, nope. I'm gonna like handle this. And so like he's like, well, I just felt insecure about it. And I was like, well, you've done it before and like done well. And he's like, I just didn't like have it in me, I guess, to try that.
Yeah. Okay. We've mentioned it before, and I can try to find it, but there is this survey. I think it's kind of like a survey, like a questionnaire, a will want, won't mat want, will want, won't list. It's kind of an interesting communication tool for couples because if you each fill it out, you do get a lot of clarity on what each of you is willing to do. And it kind of separates it out for what do you want? So you get to check off all the different things you want. And I think there's a couple different levels of, or there it's in sections. So it can get into like BDSM or like spanking or that kind of thing, but it can also be like dirty talk or like cuddling or like what do you actually want in
Yeah.
an intimate campaign. But so it separates it out to what do you want? What are you willing to give? And what will you not do? So what's off the table? And it can be a really interesting tool to for both of you to fill it out, then to see where the commonality is.
Well,
So
right
that
now,
you're kind of
like nothing past hand holding. And like we've been working with a counselor and our ther and he suggested like, well, maybe you should try scheduling it. And my husband was like, no, like I'm not even in a place right now where I even want to try.
okay.
So I guess that's kind of like, I feel like hoping for more is like hurting more than it is just accepting that we're in like quote unquote sexless place, or like very dry place. So I'm like, I need to figure out how to be okay with not having it with him while staying in the relationship.
Okay, so that's the result that you want to be left with, is that you feel okay with it while you stay in the relationship.
Yeah. Like I'm
Okay.
meeting that need, 'cause obviously like I don't want to divorce him at this point in time over like not having sex, but I also don't want to like forget about that part of myself.
Do you ever, are you ever intimate with yourself? Like, is that pleasurable for you?
Yeah, but you know how like it's just like not the same.
Yeah. Well, you can perceive it as different because it sounds like we're attaching a lot of meaning to the intimacy between the two of you and the intercourse, I guess, in a way we would say, or the who's getting off and who's not kind of thing. And it can be a big form of communication. We just want to pay attention to what meaning we're attaching to it. So that, and I'm glad to hear like that you're going to counseling and that you're working with somebody like that, because that can be a good place to work with the two of you together. I just have for you in this situation, you got to really decide what is it I want and what am I making it all mean? And I think right now you're making it mean something about your relationship with him and what it means, and what do you think about that? Like, what comes up when I say that? Does that
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I just realized like over the last couple of weeks that like I feel undesired and undesirable because of it. And I'm trying to work through that. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm married. I don't
What does
believe,
that have
like,
to do with you, though?
I mean, we're two parts of the relationship, and I feel like I'm grieving. Like, we used to like have like a fairly active sex life and stuff like that, and it's just not anymore. And like at a certain point, you're like, oh, it's not just a dry spell. Like, this is the new phase of our relationship. So.
I think, like I've always sort of said with all things, the communication is really key. Because, and that's why I asked you the very beginning, very first question is, do you think your husband's lying? Because that can be an important part of it. Why don't we work on maybe trusting what he says, that it's not that you're undesirable or undesired? It's something's going on with him. And how would you like, how do you want to show up as a wife in that place of he's going through something? My sex life is what, on hold? It's going to be different. Like, it's all kind of how we look at it and how we think it through. What do you want to think about your sex life? That it'll come back?
No, I feel like that's worse because I like keep hoping for it to get better and it's not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what there is other than like it's just not happening.
Yeah. And I guess that's why we come to that conclusion of, well, do I still want to be in the relationship? But how does that make you feel?
Like a failure. Like, I feel like I take marriage and like the relationship and the vow very seriously.
Yeah.
So like it would feel really bad to be like, oh, I can't stay in the relationship because you won't have sex with me. Yeah, so I guess I just need to find, I would really like to find a way to like meet that need without going outside of the relationship or like just masturbating and like hoping that it feels better.
So what do you think the actual need is?
I think it feels really good to like connect and feel sexy and feel desired and like to have the physical release is nice too.
Okay. So that connection, feeling sexy. So, how in the past have you felt sexy?
I guess just like in the act, like I feel sexy. Or sending like, flirty like pictures or texts and stuff like that.
Okay. And can you still do that?
I mean, I do, but at this point I'm annoyed. I'm like, I don't want to be sending you pictures if you won't hook up with me later.
So interesting, right? To see that One of the things that helps you feel sexy and kind of connected is when you send flirty pictures and texts, but we're holding ourselves back from that because we're telling ourselves that he's not going to follow through.
Yeah, I'm like, does it even like matter to you? Like, clearly this isn't a part of our relationship that you're interested in anymore, you know?
What if it matters to you? Is that enough?
I mean, then I would just take them and not send them.
Oh,
Which I
that's
guess
an
I
option.
could, but
It's really just playing around with stuff like that. Like, we can't change him, especially you and I talking here. We can't change him. We just want to look at what's going on in your head that's allowing you or helping you do or not do things. Does that make sense? So when we're thinking he's not going to follow through, we're now annoyed. So we hold back from doing the things that used to make us feel kind of sexy and fun. So it's coming back to what do you want? And then there's communication. And that's where it would come back into with the counselor instead of to really discuss, hey, this is what I want. Can we find that want match together? Lots of couples discuss that. This is how many times a month I'd like to have sex. This is how many times a month you want to have sex. Here's how we're going to get there. How do we meet at that place? Because right now it kind of sounds like it's like, I don't know, we're kind of, I want this and he wants that, so we're doing that.
We can't force someone to have sex with you, obviously.
No, but we
Yeah.
get to work on just how we think about it. What's coming up for you as we talk about this?
Frustration, I guess. I'm like, I just want to find a way to like not need it from him or want it from him.
What would that look like?
I have no idea.
Okay. That could be something you could work on. A lot of it all honestly comes from within us. The reason you would feel sexy in the past is because of what's going on in your mind as you sent those flirty pictures and flirty texts.
I
It
think like
wasn't.
the back and forth of it is exciting. Like if it's just me, it's like, oh, what's the point? You know?
So it could be something to discuss with him. Because he also mentioned wanting connection, I think you said earlier.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious of what that looks like on his end.
I don't know. And it's like, you know, he says that, but then it's like, it's never enough connection or anything. So basically, just journal it out or like, do you have advice on like next steps to take? Because like, I do realize that is something that is like interfering with like my weight loss and like overall satisfaction in life.
Yeah, because it sounds like we're kind of tying his reaction to the way we get to feel about ourselves. I would really encourage you to get super curious and creative about how you can help yourself feel sexy. We've talked about it on calls before, the idea of wearing a lipstick. Sometimes women will do it with wearing sexy underwear, but you're doing it for you. You're not doing it for the promise of getting laid. You're not doing it for that, like, because, but you're doing it for you. And what things can you do for you that make you feel good?
Yeah, I've done a lot of that, like trying different toys and like buying the lingerie, like to feel like
Were
something
you doing
nice
it for
going
me?
on. No, I don't think that he like cares at this point. Like, I'm just not like doing it for him.
And it may be also stepping back and starting with just some even more basic self-care items, like the idea of just putting lotion on, the idea of scents that you like. The idea of doing things you enjoy doing for you.
Yeah, I do that.
Okay. So keep doing that kind of thing and then keep looking for. I think it sounds to me like you need a discussion about what connection means and what is he open to at, like you're saying you're going to the counselor or whatever, but so what is he open to working on? Or how much time does he think he needs? Sort of showing up. These are the things I'm willing to try and do and what I'd like to look at. Here's how I see us making connection, and that could be something you could look at. What are other ways we connect? Do we go out? Do we stay home? Like, what has worked in the past in the relationship? Because you know you and you know him. So it's looking at how do I look at this with a different filter of if we had that filter, if something's got to work at some point, what would that look like for you?
I feel like I don't want to like try and work on anything for him. Like, if that makes sense, I would just like rather focus on myself and like how to feel satisfied in a marriage that doesn't have sex.
Okay. Then that's what you would spend do with your journaling and stuff is really kind of explore what does that mean for me? Will I still have sexual pleasure on my own? Will I not? Does that sound doable for you to look at it that way for now?
Yeah, I feel like I need more help than that. That makes sense. Like specific ideas, like outside of like buying myself like gifts, basically.
What's wrong with that? That sounds like a great
Don't
idea.
know. I feel like I buy myself what I want, you know? I don't have an issue with gifting myself. I have an issue with like not getting, I guess. From someone else.
Yeah. So looking at why, what's the difference? What do I make it mean when it's from somebody else? What do I not make it mean? Right? How can I work on attaching that meaning to what I do for myself? I'm going to write in to ask coaches, and we'll come up with some journal prompts. You can put it to my attention. We'll come up with some things for you to look at and for you to dig into, and we'll keep talking back and forth about it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for raising your hand. I am going to put you back down, and we'll keep our conversation going. There we go, because we are almost out of time. I did promise you a code. I'm going to find that code right this minute so that I can give it to you. So, this code is for the Womanizer website. I want you to know that the minute you click on it, because I did it to try it, they're going to ask for your email address. But they said everybody gets a prize when you go to this website and get that code. I did also want to show you just the last couple. There are little ones like this. Can you even see it? Oh, this one has like a tongue. One of this is, these are very handheld. They also have ones with the suction. They're very handheld though. So again, if you have mobility issues at all, you want to be very careful with something like that. Last one is a plug-in one. This one is great just for massage of any kind, but also it's just very powerful and it does plug in. So that's one of those concerns about where is it going. It's a lot to travel with. So, you know, this may not be one that you travel with. It literally is a big size of this one. And lastly, this is the last one. I'll talk more about this kind on another call. But this is actually one that goes internally, but also has the clitoral stimulation on it as well. So I can do more reviews of different toys and different types and different things like that other times if people are interested. I don't want to spend too much time on that if it's not of interest. But yeah, and then especially if any of you are finding yourself in the same kind of situation as like Kelsey was talking about tonight, it's just to ask yourself a lot of questions. What is going on externally? What's going on internally? And what parts of it are in your control and what aren't? Because can't change what other people do. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, we have one question here. What is the advantage of a very large external one? So, do you mean like this one here? I'm going to assume that's what you mean. The advantage of something very large and this one that plugs in is you're never going to run out of batteries and it's going to be a lot higher powered. This is not a beginner model. This is definitely not. This is something when you've had a little bit more experience. But also this one can be used on your back and on your anywhere your neck. It's a really great, they literally sell it for that purpose. This is definitely the original magic wand. They do sell these in, oh my goodness, every different size, shape, color. They sell them in a cordless, but this one that is corded, it's just the power is really what it is. And even myself, I would not like any time I was using toys, I would not start with that one. Often it just depends on how sensitive you are and how much you've used different toys and stuff like that. But if you start with something like this and you find, well, you're just not quite getting there, you have something on hand that you can increase the power. So that's really what it's for. Oh, I know one other thing that's important to know, waterproofness. I don't know that that's a word, but whether or not they're waterproof, like this one is definitely waterproof. This one is water resistant. I mean, it can't be waterproof. There's a plug-in adapter, so it can't be totally waterproof, but I have this understanding that this one can be. There's a co comment in the chat as well about shower heads being a great option. Absolutely. They're again providing pressure. Literally, when I was on a website today, sort of looking at things, it might be the Womanizer one, or it could be the other website that I was on was called the Natural Love Company. And they literally sell a shower head. And I thought, well, that's pretty funny. It's an actual shower head that they sell that is for the purpose of pleasuring yourself. So, something to keep in mind. If anybody has any questions about anything that I've mentioned, you can write in to ask coaches. I do have one more question in the Q&A. As I've gotten larger, I've had trouble reaching or using internal vibes. Yes. Well, so recommendations on how to help with the reach. There are different toys that have different reach, especially if you're looking for internal. That's where you're going to. I literally find this rabbit one kind of good for that, but there's ones that are even better than this because see, you've got like it's a lot more reach than with some things, but some of them actually have handles like way up here that hold on that make it a lot easier for you to manipulate and to use. That's the other reason I kind of like this one because you're holding on way up here. You got tons of room to get this where you want it to be. So it's definitely something. And I know like some people have arthritis, things like that in their hands. So it's definitely a consideration for the size of the toy and pay attention to sort of what it looks like. And it's about experimentation. Like everything else, it's about experimenting, being curious, and being willing to try new things. So I hope you all have lots of fun with that. And like I say, ask coaches, ask any questions. If any of you are coming to camp, September camp, or you're coming to the diet detox, I will be there the whole time. Feel free to pull me aside and ask me anything. I look forward to seeing you all there, and I will see you next month. I believe we are, I think it's the first week of September. So I'll see you all next month. If you have any like requests for what we could work on, what we could talk about, send them in to support@pmptribe.com or put it in Ask Coaches. Let me know. Here's the topic I'd really like to discuss, and I'll make sure that we get to it. All right. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Have a great night. Bye, everybody.